Okay, this class starts at 9:30. Try to come on time. Nobody was here at 9:30. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Okay. Anyway, all the Lord's bhagas, his assets, his opulences, his powers, also it was already shown me previously that they all belong also to his inner self, that they're purely spiritual. They are not external or imposed qualities. We continue with 58.2. Ata Sri Vigrahasya Purna Swarupa Lakshana Tvam Saditam Tatcha Yuktam Sarva Shakti Yukta Parama Vastvieka Rupatvat Tasya. And just now, it has been proven that the Lord's divine body is non-different from the entirety of his very self. That's a translation of Purna Swarupa Lakshanatvam. Swarupa is his real self, his original self, and it's specified here as Purna Swarupa, not just part of it, but the whole. Okay. His body, that's been shown Anuchet 57. Actually, going back for several Anuchets, it's been discussed how the Lord's body is non-different from himself. And that is, which is fitting, because this body is an identical form of his. Again, I'm trying to translate Tatcha Yuktam Sarva Shakti Yukta Paramavastvieka Rupatvat Tasya. It is fitting because this body is an identical form of his. Eka Rupatvat. It's the same form. If I look at you from the front, or I look at you from the back, those two views are different, but they're two views of the same form. So he and his features are just looking at the same form from different viewpoints. They're all the same. They all belong to the same complete personality of Godhead. And then that Rupa, or Vastu, Paramavastu, they are identical with the Paramavastu, the supreme entity, which is Sarva Shakti Yukta. Joined with all energies, all his energies. Notice the word Yukta is used twice in this sentence. Tatcha Yuktam. The first time it means fitting, suitable, appropriate. The second time it means joined. The word yukta means both. Okay, continuing. Tatra yo nijantar anga nitya dharmak shi vigraha ta gamakas tat tatsam stana lakshanas tadvishishtam paramananda lakshanam vastu eva shri vigraha. Okay, to be more exact, tatra, analyzing it more deeply, the Supreme Lord has within him a certain eternal attribute, antaranga nitya dharma, a certain quality of his, or attribute, that is, belongs to his inner self, antaranga. And what about that dharma, or that attribute? Shivigrahata gamakas. That attribute is expressed as the various features of a personal form. Actually, that's the next phrase. Tat samstana lakshanas, tad vishishtan. Samstana here means the different components of the body, of the visible form. It is Shri Vigrahata Gamakas, causing the recognition of a divine body. Just like your material eyes work with the material brain. The eyes supply raw sensations to the brain. The brain processes them, and you see, you recognize objects. But the eye doesn't recognize the objects, it just presents colors and shapes to the brain. When you see a cow, these different colors, brown, white, and different shapes of the cow enter the brain through the eyes, the sense perception. And the brain remembers, oh, this I've seen before, this is a cow. So the different features, rather the different components of the body, when they're perceived, they lead you to recognize this is a personal body. This is a body of the Supreme Lord. But you do that by perceiving the different parts of his body. Whew, okay. Now it says, to be exact here, he has a certain special quality within him that empowers the different components of his body to do this, to make them make you recognize that this is the body of God, or at least that this is a body. Okay, now that special power that he has within him to do that. The body itself. Sa eva chantaranga dharmantaranam aishwaryadinam api nityashrayatvat swayam bhagavan yata shuddha konda ladukam. This divine body is an object distinguished by that attribute that it can reveal itself to you as his body, and further characterized by supreme bliss. It is the personality of Godhead himself, his body, Swayam Bhagavan. Since it is the shelter of his omnipotence and other innate qualities. It is eternally, I left out the word nitya, nitya ashrayatvat. The body is the eternal shelter of his opulences. But if we remember, we were reading the passage, Jiva Goswami gave us the passage from the Vishnu Purana that defines what is Bhagavan. It's the possessor of those qualities. Aishwaryasya samagrasya. Those are his bhagas, and the person who possesses those opulences is God. Well, if his body fits the definition, then his body is God also. His body is Bhagavan. That's the point being made here. Because it fits the definition of Bhagavan. The body itself of God is the eternal shelter of all his divine opulences. We can't say that about our assets. My body has certain qualities, but I am separate from my body. I have certain qualities that the body doesn't have. I have my consciousness. The body I'm residing in doesn't have any consciousness. I have the consciousness. So there's a distinction there between my qualities and the qualities of my body. And therefore, the body is not me, because I'm something beyond the body. But in the case of the Supreme Lord, everything he has, his body also has, because it's non-different from him. Yata shuddha konda lodukam. It is so. His body is like that. Just like a sweet ball of pure crystal sugar. It's, to keep the example simple, it's a simple sweet ball, just pure sugar. Whatever quality sugar has, that sweet ball is going to have the same qualities. Okay? Yato, and he's explaining the example. Yato, yata, ladu kata, gam.